Hey guys, welcome to your advanced Kyusho Jitsu lesson for today. We are in the process, of course, of heading towards either level 2 instructor certification or a second degree black belt in the pressure point science of Kyusho Jitsu. Today we're going to talk about emotions. And emotions is a very, very powerful principle, but it is one that you cannot take lightly, as it can do more damage than you could ever imagine. Now, last week I was watching a video on YouTube, and I do not recall who the speaker was. This was at a university campus in the United States. And I think the speaker was Ben Shapiro, who is a very right-wing political analyst kind of guy. He has his own news channel on YouTube. A very, very, very intelligent man. But there was this woman in the audience, and I don't know if I can say there was a woman in the audience, because this was a transgender person, so, you know, who knows. But they took great exception to something that was said, and essentially absolutely lost it. And it was remarkable to watch. Now, this person's basically just a fat little troll. They nicknamed her on the internet, I think it's Snuggly Puff. Now, there's another one that had attacked another person and has a similar something puff name, but this person was probably 200 pounds overweight. And the anger coming out of them was incredible. I was kind of like waiting for the heart attack to happen. You know, it doesn't matter if you're 18, 22, or 96, you know, when your emotions go to those kind of extremes, the potential for buying it are pretty good. Now, the primary emotion that you are going to deal with on the street is exactly what Snuggly Puff was, which is anger. It will be rare that you will ever encounter any other emotion than that one, because anger and fear are also tied together as a single, but it's called anger. You lash out when you are angry. You also tend to lash out when you are afraid as well. Right? Now, somebody who is afraid and does not lash out will not lash out when they are angry either. It just eats them up inside. Now, I mean, 6 of 1, half dozen of the other as to which is the worst for you to do is to keep it in or let it out. Both certainly have their problems. Now, had somebody been standing in front of her, well, there were people standing in front of her, and I feel sorry for them, and laughed at her, right? And it probably would have killed her. She probably would have had a cardiac episode right then and there and ended up gone. I have in all of my years never seen somebody lose it quite that badly, right? And it was allowed to run on. It shouldn't have been allowed to run on, but it was allowed to run on. Now, you know, the reason we're talking about this isn't the political statement, but it is the nature of the beast today. 10 years ago, the need for emotions and self-defense was not as great as it is today. So today it's becoming a very, very important principle. Now, if you decided to hit this person at stomach 5 and laugh at them, well, I think you kind of see where we're going here with this, just how detrimental it would be and how huge the effect would be, right? There are smart things to do in self-defense when you're dealing with somebody like this, one of which is definitely not to engage the anger, right? Do not return anger with anger. And better to return it with indifference until you have judged and assessed the situation as to whether or not you need to act. And then if you need to act, then you certainly can use the cycle of destruction for emotions, because happiness destroys anger, anger destroys grief, and grief destroys happiness. And every other emotion that there is a sub-emotion of these three main emotions. You can probably imagine what's going on in the triple warmer meridian. So, you know, a shot to triple warmer 23 or 17 is just going to rock this person's world, even without adding emotion to it. But my concerns for the world today and in the way of self-defense is the extremes of emotions that people swing to today. Now, you know, there's a very famous video clip after Trump was elected of this woman screaming and crying on the streets because Hillary had lost. And I'm assuming, looking at this, that we're dealing with an extreme of grief, right? An absolute extreme of grief. Could be wrong. It could be anger, because I wasn't there to actually hear it, right? Because it was not, it, for the most part, everything I've ever seen of it was silented, right? So that you weren't going to hear it. You're just going to see the facial expressions and the carrying on like a two-year-old who's got their ass smacked. But this is one of the reasons of why the cycle of destruction becomes so important. There is very little to this principle. It's a very simple principle to use, but use it with caution. Right? People can generally create anger in themselves for the purpose of demonstration pretty easily, but watch how hard you hit them and watch how hard you laugh at them. You want to get a result, not spend the next hour and a half trying to bring them back, which is an exaggeration, but you get my point. Right? You want your rookie to be healthy afterwards. Anyways, that's it for this particular lesson. And that completes the five advanced principles of Kyusho Jitsu. Not that far off the time when you guys can do the exam if you like to, but we'll get into that very shortly. Ciao.